All right, David, hit the music. Let's get a little football in the mix, shall we?
Oh, my gosh. We're getting closer and closer. One, what are we, 14 days away now, I think, from whatever it is,
it's
football.
It's less.
Is it less than 14?
Thursday
yeah, you're right.
Night.
You're right.
It starts. Florida State, Georgia Tech, I believe.
Well, let's get to Florida State here because we're going to talk about the overrated teams in the coaches poll here, and it starts with Florida State. Florida State is ranked number 10. Would you consider them an overrated team in the coaches poll?
Yeah, because DJU sucks. Like, if that's your answer at quarterback, I don't see it. At Oregon State, he was able to be decent because they pound the rock setting up golden play action. But reality is, that's not FSU's game. Rico, I just don't buy FSU.
I was about to say, you don't think that it's one of those cases where maybe they'll try to tailor the offense for him to accentuate his positives?
Then they're going
to
have to run it at 60%. And that's just not what they're going to do. And again, lose Keon Coleman, lose Johnny Wilson, lose Trey Benson. They lost so much. Lose Jared Verse. Hey, if you believe in him, I'm not going to yell and scream about it. I don't see it.
No, I don't.
Go to the portal and come away with DJU and tell me that's the QB winning you a national title.
Yeah, I think it was musical chairs for quarterbacks and all the other ones had taken a seat. And it was just like, okay, I've at least heard of him. Let's go for him.
I know his name.
Right.
You're exactly right. Let's stay right there in the that's not the SEC. I'm sorry. Let's move to the SEC and go to the team right under Florida State at 11. Let's talk about Missouri.
Underrated.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're a dark horse. Like, I mean, look, Brady Cook is rare in that he's a QB who's played at the same school and started like 40 games. They've got a trio of NFL wide receivers, including a guy who's good enough to win the Heisman and Luther Burden. And I like Drinkwitz as a coach. I think they're sneaky good, Rico. I really like Mizzou a lot.
They are sneaky good, Mike, but can they – because I think because their name is Missouri, it's the brand, you're going to have to go out there. You're going to have to beat the man. You're going to have to go out and knock off all the talent because Missouri sitting there at two or three losses just isn't as sexy as an LSU, even though they may be better than LSU.
Oh, so you mean the expanded playoff didn't fix anything and your friends at the network are still going to F us? Thanks, Rico.
I just want to make your life miserable.
Awful.
You seemed a little too happy today.
Kenny, what's the point of more teams if it's only about television? It's wrestling.
You just seemed a little too happy today with your shirt with dogs on it. Go ahead, David.
They're horses. Horses, thoroughbred, equine athletes.
I'll just go ahead and give you the next team here at number six in the coaches poll. Ole Miss. Overrated?
I'm going to abstain. I love them. I'll leave Rico to it.
No, go ahead.
They're awesome. Full stop. It's the best Ole Miss team in like 60 years. They got a Heisman Trophy quarterback. They got weapons everywhere. And they got a coach who's basically Dan Campbell 2.0. Never kicks.
You're right about that.
I think they're super dangerous. And they get Georgia at their place. We'll see what happens. I'm fine with where they're ranked. You want to say overrated? Slightly. But, yeah, hard to say underrated. They're six overall. They're probably right where they should be.
Okay.
Overrated.
There it is.
I was waiting on that.
Overrated. Lane Kiffin, meet James Franklin. James Franklin, Lane Kiffin.
Well, then let's go to it.
You two should become best friends.
Let's go to it, because that is the next team on the list. Okay. It is number nine, Penn State.
I'm out.
The Big Ten version of Ole Miss. Here's what will happen. You'll go through your regular season. You'll beat bad teams. You will beat teams that you're better than. But when you go up against teams that are your equal or are better than you, you will fail to show up again. That's why. Like, I give him a hard time with Ole Miss, but it's like, okay, I just want them to step up and beat one of these teams. Same with Penn State. And after a while, you just realize you're not that good. You cap out against top talent. Any top 10 team, just go ahead and take that L.
So they are ranked 19th here. This team is always seen to be talked about as, are they back? But can they possibly be overrated at 19? And that's Miami.
Yes.
So they shouldn't be ranked.
They should not be ranked.
I agree. Okay.
You know what? Take a photo, because this is probably the highest they'll be ranked all season long. And then we'll hear some reason why, but it's your coach. I promise you, you're over under of they'll find a way to screw up a game as at 0.5. Take the over, because they will. They get talent. They're They just don't know what to do with it.
They're going to make the playoff. I'll put it right on the glass right there. They're going to go 9-3. They're going to make the playoff. There's too much talent. Even Cristobal can't F up three games. I'm with Rico. He'll do one. But they're going to make the playoff. Cam Ward is as good as it gets, man.
If they make the playoffs, then I need to talk to my TV executive buddies, and we got to come up with some better rules.
Just I was going
to
say, you want to put lunch on that? I'll do that right now.
Happy to do it.
All right. Sounds good.
Not in some like, oh, tough.
No. It's a fun bet.
I believe it in my heart. They're because the ACC is trash.
I just think they're like Texas and Michigan back before they won, as they keep saying, oh, we're back.
Well, sir, Texas is back.
Okay.
So right now,
Kenny, they won a Big 12. They're in the playoffs.
Kenny, you know where they are right now? They're right there with Tennessee. They're back until they're not.
I think you're right about that. And let's close it out with this team. It is the number 8 team, according to the coaches, Michigan Wolverines.
Oh, great. Here, file this under. It doesn't matter what I say. All right, take the logo and the name of the team off. Team blank. Here's the following. You lost your All-American quarterback who was a first-round draft pick. You lose one of the great running backs in the school's history. You lost the entire O-line, best O-line in school history. You lost 3 of your top 4 wide receivers. You lost multiple stars on defense. Rod Moore blew his knee out, might be done for the year. Sab left. He went to Bama.
Yeah, I want to say you lost like 8 or 9 starters on defense.
Yes.
The whole point is they still have high-end talent with Will Johnson and Graham and Grant and Loveland. But bottom line, man, who's the quarterback? Is it Tuttle?
They have 5. I'm not exaggerating, Mike. They're literally going through 5 different quarterbacks, which tells me.
And you played the worst schedule in the history of the sport last year.
And on top of that, I do think that you're going to be hit with a ton of distractions. Because all of this stuff that happened in the previous years, you're going to be paying the piper.
I think they can be good. I think Michigan can absolutely be good, maybe win 9 games. But, David, number 8 to start the year, they're the lowest-ranked preseason defending champion in like 40 years.
Yes.
I think there are reasons, not feelings, reasons to say probably a little overrated.
And they lost the most important piece. Connor Stallions is gone.
Nope.
I'm a neutral party here. I can say that.
Neutral? Because their cheating asses got in. Your school stayed home.
This is Tuttle. Where's the play call?
All righty, then. That is...
Is someone going to tell me what they're running?
I don't know.
Your college football blitz.